Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 2, the divine and mystical realm. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Philippians 1, verse 19. For I know that for me, this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Galatians 3, verse 14. In order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Related reading. The Bible unveils the fact that the Spirit has become the consummated Spirit. Some Christians may say, God is the same from eternity. He has never had any change. However, the Bible clearly reveals that God, who is Spirit, became flesh. Was that not a change? Furthermore, the last Adam in the flesh became the life-giving Spirit. First, God changed in that, through incarnation, he became flesh, and then he changed again in that, in resurrection. He became the life-giving Spirit, and this Spirit is the consummated Spirit. The Spirit has been consummated, and Christ has become the life-giving Spirit, the pneumatic Christ. Thus, we may now speak of the divine and mystical realm of this consummated Spirit and of this pneumatic Christ. The three of the divine Trinity are self-existing, ever-existing, and cohering, and as such, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are a divine and mystical realm. With the triune God himself as a mystical realm, there are no complications. But in the divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit and the pneumatic Christ, there are a number of complications, all of which are blessings to us. My realm is not China or America. My realm is the complicated and complicating triune God. I am here with the Father, with the Son, who was crucified and resurrected, and with the consummated Spirit. Since I am in such a triune God, I have whatever I need. If I need crucifixion, I find that in this realm I have been crucified already. If I need resurrection, in this realm I have been resurrected already. Praise the Lord for such a divine and mystical realm. Let us consider what is revealed in John 14 concerning the divine and mystical realm of the consummated Spirit and the pneumatic Christ. Verse 1 says, "Do not let your heart be troubled." In what realm are we troubled? We are troubled on earth, in the world, in the physical realm. In this verse, the Lord Jesus went on to say, "Believe into God. Believe also into me." Here, the preposition into is very important. We should believe not only in God and in Christ, but we should believe into God and into Christ. Our heart is troubled because we are in the world, and the way for this trouble to be solved is for us to enter into Christ by believing into Him. Here we can see two realms, the physical realm, the world where all the troubles are, and the mystical realm of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, where peace is. In 16, verse 33, the Lord Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have affliction, but take courage, I have overcome the world." Here again, we see both the physical realm, the world, and the mystical realm, me. We should not think that believing into Christ is a simple matter. If He had not died on the cross to take away our sins, to crucify our flesh, and to terminate our old man, and if He had not resurrected to become the life-giving Spirit, there would be no way for Him to come into us and to bring us into Him. If we had been there when the Lord Jesus spoke about believing into God and into Him, we might have said, "Lord, I want to enter into You. Tell me how to believe into You." As the following verses reveal, for us to enter into Him, He had to die and be resurrected to become the life-giving Spirit so that we may receive Him by believing into Him and calling, "O Lord Jesus."